This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit menstclinic.com.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This was last night.
Yeah.
Tua was asked, you know, which team he'd love to play for.
I first saw it from you guys, by the way, on that text chain. I was like, really?
Same here. And then I clicked on it. I think you sent it, right, Corey?
Yeah.
I was like, oh, okay.
Yeah, I saw it because Kevin Gray, who does great weekend stuff with Will Chambers, he posted it. And man, we have a fantastic weekend here, man. We got Sterling. We got Schiaffalo. Walchuk does the night stuff as well. Will's on there. The weekend stuff is phenomenal. That's why you turn it on, leave it on. But this is Tua talking about which team he would like to play for.
Is there any team you're looking at like, man, I'd be good in that system or that system?
If you're saying to me, if I could choose what team I want to play on as far as my favorite team growing up, then I'd probably tell you the Cowboys. But, I mean, they're so far down.
Bump Dak Prescott.
No, I'm not trying to bump them. I'll learn under them, you know.
And you'd be willing to learn.
Mm-hmm.
But you know the fans are just waiting to get you over. You're such a popular young man.
Thank you.
How would you handle a dynamic like that?
I mean, I'd handle it the way that, you know, the coaches there want to handle it. You know, honestly, I just want to be able to play again. I wouldn't mind learning under whatever guy that's the starter. Give me a whole year to rest up, you know, and then go back out and compete. But, you know, I just want to go back out and play.
Book it right now. Tua is going to be the starting quarterback for the Dallas Cowboys because he wants to play for the Cowboys,
my
Kevin.
My goodness. Feel like we skipped some steps there.
What do you mean?
Okay, well, I mean, you also heard him say, but they're so far down.
Exactly. He's like, hey, I want to make it known that that's who I want to play for.
All right.
Maybe his agent said that because he was like, man, once you put your name in the Cowboys ring, everybody's going
to
be like,
It is not a bad idea to make sure that people know that there's competition for your services.
I wonder, on another part of this conversation, how does Detroit feel about that? How does the Panthers feel about that? How do the Dolphins feel about that? These are possible destinations when you look at the top 6, 7, 8 picks of teams that might choose a quarterback besides the Cincinnati Bengals. Heck, the Bengals probably aren't getting Joe Burrow, so if they want a quarterback, maybe. But Tua, he's already said he doesn't want to go there. I guess his agent said he doesn't want to go there, so Cincinnati might be just out of luck that quarterbacks don't want to play for them.
Honestly, but I think they love it because if nothing else, to Corey's point, that could create like competition for trading.
Yes, but what if you've marked them as the guy?
Then you're sad.
And you're like, so where are we on your list of if the Cowboys are number one, right? Come combine time, which will be at this time next week. Wouldn't that be one of the questions if you are the Miami Dolphins or if you are the Lions or the Panthers, if you're thinking about taking them? Hey, we heard you talk about the Dallas Cowboys and that's your number one destination. Are we a destination or not?
I think it's easy to explain away because you can be like, yeah, I was just telling them too from the perspective of that was my favorite team growing up. And then you can just brush it off like that, but and then just look at them and look. If he wants to go to the Dolphins, just talk with me. I'll give him all the notes he needs about Brian Flores, and they'll be hyped to take him immediately. But same with the Lions. Yeah. You can just explain it all away. I would say if I was the Lions, I was like, why don't you ask Matt Stafford if he wanted to play for the Cowboys?
Guys, I feel like this is amazing that Tua T's favorite team is the Dallas Cowboys, just because if you ask a lot of people, let's just go to the other sports, who's your favorite team? And a lot of people would say the Lakers, or kind of maybe say the Miami Heat, because of LeBron James and Kobe Bryant and championships. You say, who's your favorite baseball team? Now, I know it's been a decade, but a lot of people will say the Yankees. Some will say the Red Sox because they've had a lot of success recently. It's just interesting that the Cowboys are still on that level with people who are 20 to 23 years old.
When they haven't had...
They've never, not even in their lifetime. Like, you couldn't even say, like, for somebody who's 30 years old. It's really tough to remember at 5 years old what happened in the world of sports. And yet I got to give it to Jerry Jones. He's created an unbelievable product without having to win. People want to be part of your product, and it's not even a winning product.
It is rather remarkable and also encouraging, and I still think that there's a way to make this happen.
All right. Okay. How? The how is the thing, because everybody's texted in, and they're like, it doesn't matter. No, the Cowboys can't get this done. They can't make anything like this happen. They don't have the firepower to do it. And earlier, Kevin, I was on with Home and Home, one of our national podcasts, and Ross Tucker and Briggs, they were like, hey, they can't do it. And I was like, why can't they?
Of course they can.
Cowboys, absolutely. And here's my big thing. If you say, if Dak is saying, I'm not going to play on the franchise tag, and McCarthy is like, I'm not sure he's the guy because of certain things, and they're like, all right, well, let's franchise him. Let's have him for 1 year. And if you say that's the situation, then you need a backup quarterback to prepare for the future there. You have to have one. You just can't go into the season without a backup quarterback option. So if you say also that you're willing to take the picks away from your franchise to invest in a cheap quarterback, then that means your money that could be spent on Dak can be spent elsewhere. And I'm okay with that.
Would you do it straight up for 17 and Dak Prescott for the number 5 pick?
So I took a lot of heat early on in the show when I'm not a big fan of Tua T. I'm not saying that he's not going to be good. I just don't know if he's going to be that all-pro.
Okay.
Russell Wilson, whoever you want to put. I know he's not Pat Mahomes, and I know he's not Lamar Jackson. Those are different type of quarterbacks. So I guess I would, because it resets your quarterback salary back to a very low number for 4 yep. years.
Yep.
So
it could be 5 too, because right. that fifth year, even with the option, right. unless they change it but in the look, collective bargaining agreement.
People that actually like their quarterbacks, like the Rams and the Eagles that were in the Dak Prescott draft that didn't even have a fifth year option, they immediately sign their guy to make sure that they have what is considered to be, I'll put it out there, the right way to run an organization instead of the wrong way, because they don't want to put all of this on the quarterback that's like, hey, man, I guess you guys don't really care about me too much because there's no really great contract offers. I mean, they made sure, hey, what do you want? Done. Jared Goff, you're our guy for the next 5 years. What do you want, Wentz? You're our guy for the next 5 years. We got to move that way because we're building everything around you. So because the Cowboys are not building everything around Dak because they don't really believe in him that strong, I would say they would in a heartbeat do 17 and Dak Prescott to move up to get to a T.
Now, I'm not fully convinced, Kevin, of what Mike's saying, and Sean says it too very boldly. Well, it's clear the Cowboys don't feel this way about him. I'm not fully convinced of that just because of the way the Cowboys do business. Like that, it's because nothing's done yet doesn't tell me that the Cowboys, it's just they like using all the tools because they have them.
Now, I'd have to go back. Joe Flacco, who won the Super Bowl, and when you look at Ben Roethlisberger, they negotiate harder with their players and let go of their draft picks when it's their turn to let go. They quickly got Joe and Ben done. We were not sitting here, at least I can't remember during Joe Flacco's time with the Ravens after he won the Super Bowl and Ben Roethlisberger, all of his success. Those are two teams that negotiate their butts off and kind of don't even keep their own guys. I don't remember them doing this with their quarterbacks.
Okay. All right. I totally understand yeah. that, but it's Jerry, and you know how much he loves these kinds
like
of things.
Like I like saying, if there's a wrong way to do it, Jerry will find it when it comes to football.
So, but Kevin, whenever, and somebody said from the 361, you're saying to give up a QB who's improved every year and made the Pro Bowl twice and going into his prime is still young, would need another first-round pick to trade for an injury-prone quarterback coming out of college?
Okay, a couple things. I still don't know if I buy into the idea that he's injury-prone, and I also disagree with the idea that Dak Prescott has improved every single year. He improved this year, for sure. But I don't know if you would look back at years 2 and 3 and say, Oh, he definitely got better than year one. I don't know if I would say that at all. And the reason being is that draft picks, not players, draft picks are valued at this time of year. All right. It's unbelievable. And sometimes I do wonder why more teams don't throw out their fourth or fifth round pick to try to pick up some of these players, because players are not valued at this time of year. So what I'm telling you is you would need to trade the 17 pick twice to get up to where Miami is. So I'm subbing out Dak Prescott for the value of one first round pick in that same general vicinity, and that would get you up to five. It becomes more problematic, like if you have to jump up to three or something to get Detroit's pick. The other thing about Dak Prescott, and this is what I really wanted to talk about as well, is I'm not comparing quarterback to quarterback. What if I told you, like, just go with me for a second on this. What if I told you in category A, you get Dak Prescott, and then in category B, you get Byron Jones, Amari Cooper, Robert Quinn, and Tua.
And potentially another couple of big-name free agents on your defense.
Just stick with those for now, but yes.
Yes.
Okay.
That's what I want.
Because that's the thing. Tua, the cost of him versus the cost of Dak is going to be a good $35 million cheaper per year. Maybe that doesn't get you the entirety of those three, but it gets you most of the way. And so that's the other economic part that you're thinking of. If you just said, who do you want next year, Dak or Tua? Well, obviously I'm going to take Dak. Who do you want the year after that? Probably still Dak, just because I don't know like how quickly Tua is going to be able to snap to it. But if you say you also get these other three people, I have to think about it.
Do you think Dak's not that guy? Wow. Wow.
I think you have to, I'll answer while you're thinking about it, and I might steal your answer. You have to project it. He hasn't shown that he absolutely is at this point. That's the tough thing of you have to make a decision in 4 years. Jared Goff, I don't know. He did make it to the Super Bowl, and Carson Wentz did pretty much have an MVP locked up with about 3 weeks to go until he got hurt in a game and then lost it because he didn't play the last 3 to 4 weeks of a season. And I'm not saying those guys are better. I think when you take that draft class, it's very tough right now to separate Goff, Wentz, and Dak, if you want to try to make a hard statement that this guy is 100% better, this guy is 100% the third guy out of those three guys, you have to project that Dak is going to be better than what he has been, and he has been a good quarterback. That's my opinion. He's been a good quarterback. He has to also become better, because if this was the finished product of Dak, it's not good enough for me.
From the 817, can I really take Kevin serious considering he hates mock drafts?
That's a fair point. That is definitely a fair point.
Mock drafts are the best.
I just wanted to throw this out there, and I don't think it's probably likely, but I just didn't like the idea that people said, well, you can't get up there to get him. You absolutely can. It just depends on what you're willing to leverage. And if you wanted to trade Dak separately to help build up some of that draft ammunition you'd need to move, you could do that.
One of the teams that you've suggested trading to, though, is the Miami Dolphins.
Correct.
And Kevin, based on your love for Brian Flores,
also
if they trade Dak, he'll go win a Super Bowl. And then he will probably never lose a Super Bowl again because of Brian Flores' great coaching.
That is a great paradox that you've just presented.
So do you really want to do this now, considering that you're going to have to go up against the Dolphins, Brian Flores, and Dak in the Super Bowl all the time?
God, Brian Flores is unstoppable. Part of me, like just the twisted part of me, just wants him to win so it will shut up one of the sides. You know, like and obviously I'm a Cowboys fan, so I want him to excel. But you just wish one of those things would happen than the other. Like he would just completely fail, or he'd win the Super Bowl and the other half would shut up.
By the way, this is a little bit of breaking news. Breaking news on 105.3 The Fan is powered by Radio.com Sports and brought to you by 5-Hour Energy Shots. Oh. Now in two great tropical flavors, the NFLPA Executive Committee, Kevin, voted 6-5 not to recommend the current CBA proposal. Source says that's simply a recommendation, though. It now goes to the 32-man board of representatives.
Oh, and then the players.
The executive committee is the group that's responsible for negotiating the deal. It is led by Eric Winston, the PA president. Some members, including Russell Okung and Richard Sherman, have voiced opposition to the deal, but the 32-player reps carry the hammer. Talks are ongoing.
And then it eventually goes before all the players, and all they need is a simple majority vote. I wonder if this was swayed at all by how many people, players, came out on social media last night and were blasting it. Like Fournette was like, no, what? Obviously, you've heard. Sherman said, specifically on Twitter, he said, you need to reach out to your reps and say something. Oh, oh,
oh, O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.